The July jobs report is out today from the Labor Department. It says 209,000 jobs were added last month to the U.S. economy, and the unemployment rate ticked up from 6.1 to 6.2%. For some context, the jobless rate was 7.3% 1 year ago. Here in House, Peter O'Dowd joins us now with more on the jobs report. Peter, 209,000 jobs. How does that match up with expectations?
It's actually a little bit less than was expected. But if you break it down by sector, you can see where some of the job gains did happen. Professional and business services, for example, did very well, adding 47,000 jobs. Now, these are really good jobs, typically, for college graduates. We've got architects, accountants, engineers. Manufacturing was up. Retail did very well. It's also worth noting that the government sector, local governments, have started adding some jobs. Now, this is a sector that was really hit hard for a very long time. And what I'm hearing, that means, you know, slowly things like teachers' jobs are starting to come back into the picture. It's also worth noting a bit of a landmark, 6 straight months of job growth, over 200,000 jobs. Now, that hasn't happened since the late 1990s. So whether you're looking for work in St. Louis or Miami, there are reasons to be optimistic. But again, economists are saying this is not a mind-blowing report. There's still a lot of problems to deal with.
And one of the things that we're seeing also is that the unemployment rate is actually ticking up, despite the fact that we're seeing more than 200,000 jobs, as you said, every month for the last 6 months. What's going on there? Why did it go up to 6.2?
Well, think of it this way. It's actually a symptom of some of the improvement that we're seeing in the economy. So if you've been out of the market for a really long time, you've given up on looking for a job, and all of a sudden your neighbor finds a job, or maybe your family member finds a job, you start to get a little bit more confident that maybe you could be next. So here you go. You start looking for a job, and that's when the federal government's going to start considering you unemployed. It's not until you start looking for work again. So in a way, as the economy gets better, more people are doing that.
So people entering the labor force or re-entering the labor force. But some economists are seeing some other signs of trouble.
Yeah. And, you know, I asked Diane Swonk about this. She's an economist with Mesirow Financial. She tells me she's concerned about a few things. And the first thing we touched on was the leisure and hospitality industry. She says it looks like recent gains in that sector hit a bit of a roadblock in July. And she was telling me in particular the way that technology is disrupting the service sector.
One of the things we're watching and very concerned about is the shifts that we're seeing in terms of tablets. We're seeing many of these fast food service chains shift to people being able to use things like tablets to make an order instead of a person.
Now, big picture, of course, hourly wage growth is still pretty slow, just 2% over the last year. So that means it doesn't really feel like you're making all that much more money. Plus, 3 million people still haven't had a job in 6 months. So, and the jobs that people do have are sometimes just these part-time jobs that don't really pay very well.
Now, we heard from the Federal Reserve earlier this week. I know they watch these numbers very closely. And earlier this week, they said interest rates are going to stay very low for a long time, but they are starting to pull back a little bit more on their quantitative easing, the stimulus program. Any idea what this means for the Fed and its action on the economy?
Well, the Fed now has another bit of information that they have to make the decision about what they plan to do. You know, Chairman Janet Yellen said recently that an interest rate hike would come sooner and probably would come faster as soon as the labor market started to improve. So we have seen an improving labor market, but Diane Swonk, who told me today about this report, that she doesn't think we're quite yet at the point where the labor market is good enough for Yellen's predictions to come true.
Here now is Peter O'Dowd on the jobs report today. And again, the headline numbers, 209,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy last month. The unemployment rate ticks up from 6.1 to 6.2%. Peter, thanks so much.
Thank you.